Religious terrorists, when false teachers infiltrate sacred spaces. There are spiritual deceivers hidden even within places we often consider sacred and safe: churches, pulpits, seminaries, Christian message boards, and religious institutions. These individuals present themselves as spiritual leaders, pastors, teachers, theologians, bishops, or even self-proclaimed apostles, but behind their titles and robes lies a far more dangerous threat than any earthly enemy. Jesus warned about such individuals in Matthew 7:15, saying, "Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves." They appear moral, participate in religious rituals, and use the language of faith, but their teachings lead people away from the truth of God's word. Their deception is not just harmful in this life, it carries eternal consequences. Unlike physical violence, which can only harm the body, spiritual deception can lead souls away from salvation in Christ, resulting in everlasting destruction. Matthew 10:28. Paul also warned in 2 Corinthians 11:13-15 that such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. These individuals do not preach the true gospel of repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, but substitute it with false hope, legalism, spiritual abuse, or twisting scripture. Their influence is insidious and deadly, for it blinds hearts to the only saving truth found in Scripture and in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Therefore, we must test every teaching against the Word of God and cling to the truth that sets us free.